Hey guys, it's Kyler from the Panthers United podcast. This week we have days of the week, school news, sports news, book review, reading of a book chapter, and a prayer at the end. On to Tristan with our days of the week.
Hey guys, it's me, Tristan, back with today, with this week's National Holidays of the Week. Today is National Silence the Shame Day. Saturday is National Play Outside Day. Sunday is National Lemonade Day. Monday is Time of Remembrance and Reconciliation. Tuesday is Lost Sock Memorial Day. Wednesday is Washington Day. And Thursday is Eat Whatever You Want Day.
Hey guys, it's Layla, and I'm going to be doing a book review. First up, Wings of Fire. It's a fantasy book about dragons. If you like thrilling adventure and mythical creatures, it's a very good series for you to read. Second, Percy Jackson is another thrilling mythical adventure that is based on the Greek gods and goddesses. It is also a very good movie series and book. If you have a younger child, then you could read The Rainbow Fish. The Rainbow Fish is a children's book by Marcus Pfister, who is an illustrator in children's books. The main lesson about the book is to learn to have happiness, friendship, and to share with others. It's a good book to teach children how to share.
Hi, it's
Kiara
and Anna. And in this section, we'll be telling you about the sports that have already gone on or is going on in Monterey. Middle school softball won 3 games in a row. High school baseball lost 0-3 versus Midway, April 29th. They won 1-3 versus Sail Creek. Here's the scores for the high school and softball baseball. High school boys district, they lost 6-1, and they lost 13-3.
The girls won 11-1 against York. They won 16-2 against Sunbright. They lost 5-10 against Livingston. They lost 2-15 against Bledsoe. They won 4-3 against Clay County. They won 9-3 against Van Buren. And they lost 14-8 against Jackson.
And they won 24-6 against Cumberland County. Now moving on to Leia Howard.
Hi, I'm Serenade. In 4th grade, there are a lot of things going on. The 11th and 12th, they are going to Bend of the River, which is a camp somewhere. On the 15th, they have to go to the park. The 23rd, they have field day at school. The 24th, they are having an award ceremony at 10 o'clock. The 25th, there is no school for everyone. And the 26th is a 10 o'clock day. And then they're out for summer.
Hey guys, I'm CJ, and today I'm going to be reading you half a chapter from the book that me and Layla have been working on. Chapter 1, Intinum, The Beginning. Cassian perched atop the tree, a strange device in his hand. Hit the Acunas, run, and try not to get eaten. Cassian recited his plan cheerfully, as he had done this many times before. As he pulled back his slingshot, a tiny ball of yellow feathers barreled into Cassian, surprising him and almost causing him to fall. Plew! Cassian hissed angrily, glancing back at the den. You're gonna wake it up before I'm ready! The ball of feathers on his plate only gave an angry twitter before resuming his attack on his attack, zooming around Cassian's head, wrapping up the youth's scalp. Ow! Cassian yelped, helplessly swatting at the angry plew. Finally, his palm collided with the bird and sent him dazed into a neighboring bow. While thrusting his fist into the air in triumph, the pebble tumbled out of the slingshot and fell on the floor. He froze, his eyes riveted on the place where the stone had landed. Without thinking, he grabbed the stunned plew, thrust him in the slingshot, and fired. Cassian's small rival zoomed into the blackness. The soft clunk of feather on fur and scale could not be heard, but the roar of outrage could. Target acquired, Cassian said, with an unholy grin before zooming off through the trees, as a large feline came out of the den. She was a large horned specimen, with vivid turquoise scales along with tufts of purplish fur. Her yellow eyes were furious and her nostrils were flared. Her large fangs glinted as she bellowed before streaking after Cassian. Cassie nimbly leapt from branch to branch with ease as the creature noticed the Eucrinus ran after him. After a while pursuing, the feline slowed her pace, panting and sides heaving. She watched her prey go farther and farther into the distance until she saw him no more and stalked off toward her den with a snarl. Glancing back at the defeated Eucrinus, he quickened his pace before tiring and slumping down against the bow. "Wonder if that thing ate Plew," Cassian said aloud. "It wouldn't be a loss, that's for sure," he mused before fitting with a piece of bark. "How would I explain to Sylvia, though?" he mumbled to himself. Chuckling, he acted out the scene. "Hey, Sylvia, I put your bird in a slingshot and flung him at a Eucrinus. Hope you won't miss him." "You did what?" an icy voice asked sharply behind him. Cassian jumped up and wheeled around, nearly falling off his branch again. His sister Sylvia stood behind him, her arms crossed, a small golden bird upon her shoulder. "You little," Cassian trailed off angrily as his hazel eyes met Plew's triumphant ones. "You did what?" Sylvia repeated dangerously. "Heh." Cassian trailed off nervously, his eyes leaving Plew's. "Answer my question, Cass. There's no way out of this," she continued darkly. "I may or may not have slingshotted your bird out of Eucrinus," he said, finishing his sentence in a rush and preparing for the outburst that would ensue. Her eyes flaming, his sister yelled, "What?" Cassian visibly flinched as his sister continued, "What were you thinking? Why do you look so shocked? What did you think would happen?" Cassian closed his eyes as she continued railing him. "Thanks for the compliments," he said, gritting his teeth. As his sister began to puff up with indignation, he broke in hurriedly. "Besides, how did you find me?" he asked as he needed to derail the tension before he went deaf from her lectures. "Don't you know that by now?" Chas exasperated. At his silence, she continued. "As soon as Plew came in, screeching his head off, I knew you," she stopped, jabbing her brother with a finger, "were the cause of the problem, like usual, and I followed him here," she continued. As Cassian tried to sidle off, Sylvia gave him a pointed glare, freezing him in place. "Nice try, but you are coming home with me." Cassian pondered this before groaning inwardly. "There's no way out of this," he thought. "Fine," he sighed before adding through gritted teeth. "Not like I have a choice." Sylvia ignored him as they leapt through the trees until they stopped at a dark sequoia where guards perched atop the branches. They nodded at the pair as the two clambered up the huge trunk. Among the canopy of the trees, bridges could be seen connecting small huts to the treetops. They climbed until they reached the second layer of bridges. In unison, they both jumped onto the bridge and began to walk towards a pale green hut. However, as they approached, the shrill cry of a horn could be heard. "Meeting, meeting," muttered Sylvia as she glanced at the leaves overhead. "Finally, an excuse to go to the top layer," Cassian enthused, already tensing to bolt towards the bridge that led to the top level. But Sylvia stopped him. "Don't go too fast," she complained. "We've already been running through the forest enough today." Cassian stuck his tongue at her before bolting, leaving her behind. "Wait!" Sylvia yelled, but had no effect on her brother. Behind him, Sylvia's shout of exasperation could be heard. "Where do you get all this energy?"